Hello, entrepreneurs, dreamers, business owners, and happy people with high hopes. Welcome to Cash Flows with your host, Cash Matthews.
Okay, hello, welcome to Cash Flows. I'm your host today and every other day at the moment. My name is Cash Matthews. We're glad you're here. Our philosophy is fire, aim, ready. And we love to embrace the concept of taking action, not perfect action, just ordinary old basic action towards those goals and dreams. Maybe you want to write a book or a poem or lose some weight or make some money, but take action on those goals. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be consistent. Today, we talk about fire, aim, ready. And you know, out in life, there are moments when you realize your third grade teacher was wrong, and it is okay to copy off of your neighbors. I'll leave it at that. I'm not admitting anything that I got busted in third grade by my Aunt Dorothy copying off a friend. I would never admit that.
There it is.
But what I can tell you in life, if there are things we're trying to learn or talk about, I think one of the greatest things you can do is learn from others. And so we begin that process today. In a minute, we're going to introduce Jerry Silman. But before we do that, I want to introduce the executive producer of this show, Mr. Kenneth Bockham. Kenneth, glad you're here.
Hey, thank you so much. I like how that rolls off your tongue, executive producer.
Yeah, and we can work in the title.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like it.
We got czar available.
Okay.
You know, the stars are.
The stars are. Okay, well. Yeah. Well, no. So I love this. I love this podcast. It's been so much fun to put together and be able to talk to everybody and learn what makes different businesses tick. And I was wondering, sir, may I ask you to tell us some more about manners, please?
Wow, that was very polite how you asked. And yes, I will. And thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Maybe we overdid it just a touch right there. You know, I've been in business for 42 years. The first five or six were brutal, because I didn't know how to show up as an entrepreneur. I didn't know what I looked like, smelled like, sounded like. I was late all the time. I didn't understand the value of courtesy. I really didn't know very much about business. I knew a little bit about my craft. In this world of business, you have to know about your thing. Whatever it is you do, you need to be pretty good at it. You know, being okay at it may not cut it, but you got to be good at what you do and how you do it. Number two, you've got to know how to run a business. And having manners is under the heading of how to run a business. Number three, you have to know about marketing. And number four, you have to have balance in your life, because you don't want to be who's who in business, but who's he or she at home. But today we focus on block number two, building block number two, how to run a business. And tonight we talk about manners. And we're going to start with some very basic, kind of rugged things you don't want to know. And I'm just gonna put them out there, you know. And manners at the table, when we're doing a one-on-one and we're at Starbucks and we're going through it, and you know, we're not really trying to get a client, but we're trying to make friends. And then all of a sudden, you blow your nose at the table while we're eating. Yeah, that does not work for me. That's called the end of the meeting signal for me. I think it's grotesque. And if one guy does, probably a couple more do as well. So if you have a body function thing, where things are leaving your body at a high rate of speed, leave the room. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
We're just trying to match how you're keeping a straight face as you say this.
Well, I've just been through it so many times. You know, you're at a nice dinner with somebody, and it's the first time you've met, and they're like, excuse me for 1 second. And like an entire pie comes out of their nose.
Wow.
And you're just like, you know what, can I have a doggy bag? And you don't want to remember it, and that's a deal breaker. So manners matter. Manners maketh the man. And we like to talk about things that demonstrate not overt politeness and not silly politeness, but just basic good manners. For example, when you finish an appointment, do you send a thank you card? Our most precious time, Jerry, is our time. And when somebody like you comes in and gives an hour of their time in an endeavor, man, that's valuable. Do you recognize the value in other people, or are you just there to make the sale? If you're just there to make the sale, the world is going to sniff you out. The world is going to lock you outside the door, and we're going to be inside by the fireplace while you're outside in the rain, because we don't want to be around those people. Those are hard people to be around. And manners will tell you to be nice to each other, but it's the follow-up where our fortune is in business. And following up with a nice card, Man, that's one of the most polite things you can do. What's other form of manners? Well, it's how you look and how you smell. Have you bathed in a while? Do you have a big stalk of broccoli growing out of your ear? And, you know, your hair person hasn't trimmed your ear in 11 years. And you think you're going deaf and you've just got an extra wig in there. You know, I think grooming has a little bit to do
Absolutely.
With it.
Yeah.
You know, and don't hate me because I'm pretty. You know, we all have to go through and take care of these things. And I think females are a lot better at it than guys because I hang out mostly with guys and, you know, they're gross. And but if you're going to show up in business, show up well. It just takes a few little extra checks. You know, if you got hair growing in all places and things hanging out of your nose, you know, are you the kind of person that tells your guest whether they have broccoli in their teeth? Yeah, I am. And I don't, because, you know, do you want to be uncomfortable for an hour or 30 seconds? You get to choose your level of uncomfortable, because, you know, what's weird is when somebody's got it and the other person's doing one of these, kind of looking, you're like, hey, I got to tell you something. You've got a little tree growing out of there.
Personally, I'd rather know.
Yeah, we'd all rather know, because that's a sign of friendship. Friend tells a friend everything, kind of. So we're talking today just about manners, and we think manners matter. There are so many things we could talk about in the world of how to show up well. If you'd like to have a conversation with me or Kenneth and learn a little bit more on this topic, we're so easy to reach at cashflows@tulsabong.com. And shoot us an email, and we can have that conversation in person or by, what's the thing where you go on the TV and talk to people? The Zoom. Yeah, we can do the Zoom.
Video conference.
Video conferencing. Feed me some more words so I look smart.
Oh, yes. The teleconference.
Yeah, we can teleconference. Yeah.
We can webinar it.
Webinar. We are webinards. I'm sorry, Jerry. This will turn out well. Anyway, thank you for the comments, Kenneth. You know, manners do matter.
Sure.
And everything we do in business sort of matters. And it is about getting a little bit better every day. And if you can get 1 or 2% better every week in a year, the game has changed. But somebody has to tell you at some point, shave your neck, right?
Right.
And with that, I'm excited to introduce our guest today. We have in the studio Jerry Silman. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Well, we're quite glad you're here. Did our studio audience approve?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, I didn't. And welcome to our show, Jerry Silman.
Oh, hang on.
Okay. Breakdown. Hey. There we go. He had them on mute.
That's what it was.
Jerry Silman is with beorganized.com/Tulsa. And B is B-E-E, like
Bumblebee.
Like Bumblebee, right. Yes. Okay. beorganized.com/Tulsa. And you can find her on the Facebook at beorganized Tulsa. You can also find Jerry on the Tulsa Bong Facebook page.
Yes.
And we'd love to invite you to come and take a look at the craziness going on there.
It's crazy.
And now that's how you and I met?
Yes.
Actually, in this very building, was that your first time?
Yes, that was the first time.
Yeah, so we started this idea to meet new entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And you showed up, so we know
did.
It works.
Yes.
Yeah, and so what has – tell us about your experience with this weird Bong group, the Tulsa Business Owners Networking Group.
It's been great. I've met lots of people.
Right.
And it's really pushed me out of my comfort zone a lot because I'm introvert and
right.
It's hard for me to meet new people. But it's been awesome. I've met lots of new friends.
Right.
And, you know, started with the new member meeting.
Yeah, we met in this very building at the new member coffee. Yes. That was a great day.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I remember it well.
Yeah. But then I've had lots of one-on-ones with people and met lots of people. So.
Yeah. So before the Bong group, were you doing lots of one-on-ones?
Oh, no.
No. Okay.
No, I've never done a one-on-one with anybody, that I didn't know before. I mean – No, this
and,
is the
and
first.
And so you're meeting people on the Tulsa page,
mm-hmm.
and you're having one-on-ones with people you didn't know before and
absolutely, yes.
beginning the process to build your business.
Yes, and one of the things that makes that great is that when I go to the meetings with lots of people,
right.
I don't sit around twiddling my thumbs
right.
and feeling so silly because I don't know anybody. So
right.
at least I've got people that I can go up to and talk to.
You know, though – we started this thing a long time ago, 16 years ago in Austin, and have watched it grow there. We've watched it grow here. Tulsa is a special community for Katie and myself because it's the feel is very different.
Yes.
The friendships are very different. You know, this morning we had a tragedy. My brother's house burned down.
I'm sorry.
And, well, you know, he lives overseas at the moment, and it's a rental property. We're thankful everybody was safe. The yes. first two people to show up after the firemen left were Bong members. And yeah. and one is a property manager and the other, Regina LeBlanc, who does disaster restoration.
Yeah.
And she's not there trying to make a sale. But I called her and said, how do I fix this? What do I do? I'm on my way to a podcast. And she said, I'll be there in 15 minutes. You don't do anything. I got it.
That's amazing.
And she's talking to my brother overseas. She's talking to Brian. She's talking to my brother's wife. She gets the house tarped up. We learned about it about 2 a.m. by, I think, 9:30 or 9:45 a.m. You know, there's bad weather coming and the house is tarped up and it's safe.
That's amazing.
To prevent against further damage. And now she's talking with the people who rented the house. What do you need? Do you, yeah. you know, and she's helping them understand. I mean, then our insurance guy calls up and he goes, hey, get me their renter's insurance policy so I can tell them. He's not their insurance agent, but one of our Bong members calls and he goes, hey, give me their name. I want to make sure that they get a place to stay because most renter's policies have that. Just tell them to call me. And our community steps up in a way.
I've seen that time and again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's wonderful.
And we knew it was possible, but this community is unbelievable. And I'm glad you're part of it.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, and it takes the introvert. And you may not know this. I'm an introvert. And I would, you know, we have a big breakfast at our house.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you – have you been to
I've
that?
I've been there, yes.
Well, so the reason you didn't see me much is I'm hiding in the garage. I am an introvert. And there's people in my house. And I walk in and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll be over here in the thing, doing the thing. And there's three or four of us that are sworn introverts. And they'll, like, text me in the house, like, where are you? I'm like, go to my office. And Katie comes and yells at me like, you can't hide in your office. I'm like, okay, where do we hide? So welcome to my world. Yeah. But sometimes you just have to face it.
Yes.
And you're facing it right here. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I'm super happy for you. So tell us, give me an overview of your business. And we want to talk about you, but I want to hear what your business does and how it works just in a brief statement.
Okay. So we do home organization and we'll organize anything in your home from the attic to the basement and anywhere in between. But we also manage life transitions. So we will come in and pack up your home if you're moving anywhere from across the street to across the country. And we will also do concierge services. So if you have a to-do list that is too long that you can't manage, you can give us a call. And we will do things like write thank you notes if you don't want to do that.
Well, I think we just talked about that. Yeah.
Yes.
You should be great at this.
Yes. Right now, people still have the Christmas decorations up if they don't want to put away
That's so weird.
Did you feel triggered?
Why was she looking right at me?
I'm sorry. The people still have the Christmas decorations.
Yeah, is it April already?
Yeah, right.
So if you need your Christmas decorations taken down, we could come do that. Or if it's another holiday, we can help put Christmas decorations up. Returns, just concierge services.
So this is more concierge, higher level.
We do several things.
Right. Wow.
So, but the things I focus on home organization and moving for the most part. But if they need that,
you got them.
Yes. But concierge services kind of go along with home organization because it helps out the customer.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host, Matt Heslin, brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
So I know the question all my buddies are going to ask, like, do you ever find a hoarder? Like,
that is a little... True hoarding situations are kind of above my pay grade.
Have you been in a hoarder house?
I have not.
I have been in one. And it was at an estate sale.
Yeah.
And it was scary and it was awesome. And this poor lady loved toys. And I got there on Sunday after a 3-day sale and I still couldn't walk through the house.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. And I walked into one room and there were still, the room was just full of vintage, and I had the best time ever. And I bought everything out of the house. I bought everything that was left over. And so I think that makes me an adjunct hoarder.
Well, yeah. Well, so true hoarding situations are, they can be sad situations.
Right. And I've come to learn and that some of those people, there's a cleanliness, hygiene thing
yes.
that can be going on. Do you work in that area?
No, not at all. And that's where it gets, you have to be really careful in those situations.
Yeah.
And sometimes that becomes unsafe. And so.
Yeah. And that particular one, I think the lady just, and I believe she had passed on.
Yeah.
And I just thought, what a glorious mess. But I don't think it's that neat for the rest of the world and families and stuff like that. Do you do move out situations when people are going into like assisted living?
Yes.
Is that a thing you can help with?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. That's definitely something that we specialize in, and we can go in and help narrow down things and discard things that they don't need, donate items and
Is that troubling when you're moving somebody from a home into assisted living? Is there a sympathetic or psychological thing you have to be aware of when they're making that transition?
Absolutely. You have to go in with a sympathetic state of mind because the family members are, they're not very – they could be – upset, sad about their situation.
Right.
So you definitely have to be sympathetic and talk to them in a way that they
want. Right. So who are the easiest people to deal with? Like when you get a call from who, they're the ones you're like, okay, this will be awesome.
Probably just someone who wants you to come in and organize their pantry.
And that person probably still has their Christmas tree.
It's possible. Yes. Yes.
I'm not saying Katie Matthews, but.
it's only a few weeks after Christmas. It's not that.
You know how you can tag somebody on Facebook?
Right.
Is there a way we can tag somebody on a podcast?
I'm sure we probably can.
I think maybe we just did that.
Yeah.
I just took mine down last week. It's
okay.
Not that big of a deal.
Yeah. The trouble zone is really, I think I kind of want to leave it. I love our Christmas tree. It has our dogs and cats and stuff on it.
I saw it. It's nice.
And it's skinny and it's weird and it doesn't take up a lot of space, but I love – every time I open the back door, I get to look at my puppies, present and past. And I think we're going to take it down on National Singles Awareness Day, Valentine's. We'll take it down then. So is there an age group that you see most often that uses your services?
I don't think I have a specific age group. I do enjoy working with seniors.
Oh, right.
But I work with all age groups.
Right. When we knew you were coming on the show, I was trying to imagine who else in our group you might work with. And we have some very robust cleaners, like they're housekeepers. I don't know what the right word is, but they're excellent at it. Do they ever call you and go, hey, like I clean the house? Because I've been, you always like to think about who can we put together,
right?
And that's a natural match. And if you're organizing, they probably want cleaning. And if they're cleaning, you know, do you match up with any of those
Absolutely.
People?
Absolutely. I've talked to several of the cleaners in
yeah.
the group.
Oh my gosh! So, like we've yes. had Kenneth and I had a couple of them on. JoJo Reynolds,
mm-hmm.
man, I love
JoJo.
Her. She is so
yes,
kind.
Absolutely.
And Teresa McConnell. Okay. And these are great people.
Yes.
And when you interview them like this and you're like, hey, what's your story? And you hear their story. And, I think people have an opinion of housekeepers that's not high enough.
I 100%
man,
agree.
Then I start to hear their numbers and I'm like, okay, they're making money. I love their stories. Well, so do you, you know, you don't want to give away the product, but do you have any tips that a person – you know, let's say a 60-year-old female living in Jinx. Do you have any getting organized tips?
Sure. So one of the things people own so much. We're just bombarded with messages to own, buy.
Right.
We own so much. There are typically three things. We own less. We need to have a home for everything. And then we need to maintain it. So owning, I mean, it's so easy to buy things. I've got apps on my phone. I can
have a whole new pile of stuff
right,
in tomorrow.
Right. I mean, it's on my porch. You know,
right.
Just let me punch it in.
Next Ooh, thing you know, electric turtleneck sweater. Yes.
Totally don't need it. But yes, I'm going to buy it. Yeah.
Hey, Kenneth, did you get your new fur sink?
Yes, I did.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I don't need this, but it is so cool. So, I mean, it's so easy. So own less.
I like that.
Yeah. And so you got to, once you own all this stuff, you got to go through it and decide what you really need. And once you do that, then the biggest thing is you've got to have a home for everything.
Where does everything go?
Right.
A place
right.
for everything and everything in its place?
Yes. Yes. And this has, you've got visibility. And if you have boundaries for everything, like containers or whatever, if once things start to come out of their containers, because
yeah.
they will occasionally, kind of goes back to the last point as to how to maintain things, because
right.
kind of come out of their containers. So then you got to find homes for those things that are coming out of the containers or start
right.
to purge again. And so, you know, so it's kind
there,
of
there are lots
process.
Of interesting. I've been looking for storage. Because I only have a 3-car garage and a 30x15 storage unit. It's full. And I blame my wife for making me buy all those bicycles. That's, I mean, clearly her fault. But I've seen somewhere like they have a thing on the ceiling and you can slide boxes into those. Those look pretty innovative.
Yes.
Do you work with people on creating storage systems as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
smart.
Yes.
And what about... do you work with like a handyman on installing those kind of things?
Yeah,
do you have a team put together?
We have people that we can call that will help us put things up if it's something that our team can't do. So,
are you handy? Like I am not.
I have hands and I do things sometimes around the house with them, but there's some stuff I'm like, that's not mine. Can't do that job.
Yeah, I like to stay in my lane.
Bring in a pro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I mean, we're kind of sorting out right now because we have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I like it. I don't want to get rid of it. And
yeah.
you know, I collect bicycles, and you know, and I don't know what the right number is, but it's. I'm hoping that it's not 23 is the wrong number.
it's the right number if it's the right number for
yeah,
you.
I love bikes. All right. So, what about? I'm very interested in storage systems. But if you don't have an ethos or an ethic towards storage, you're going to take them down and leave them. How do you learn that habit? Because we just don't have that habit.
So how do you learn it? So
well, like, are you going to come and do an inspection every 3 months and go, you're not doing it right?
So, like, if I were to come into your house and help you set something up, I would teach you how to do that. Teach you how to maintain it, but you would have to maintain it. I mean, there are certain things. I mean, like I said, you have boundaries. And once those things start coming out of the boundaries, then you know that you've kind of have to start maintaining it and either find a new spot for this or just get rid of some stuff.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. And, you know, as you get a little older, you start to realize, and I've worked in the financial biz 40 plus years, and mm-hmm. I've been there when somebody's leaving the house by choice or by, you know, sudden rapid departure. And it really is a pain for the survivors to have to deal with your mess.
Yes.
And I think what you're doing is actually important work. Before we go further on that, I think we're going to take a little studio break and say thank you to one of our sponsors, Kenneth.
All right. Today, let's embark on a journey into the realm of affordable custom gifting and branded excellence with CM Customs. From custom trophies to personalized closing gifts, lake maps, drinkware, and professional branding items, we're your go-to for unmatched customization, making you the hero of every occasion. Learn more at shopcmcustoms.com.
One of my favorite people in the world, Mr. Clarence Shaw.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been a great benefactor to this show and me as a friend.
Yeah, lovely.
And guess
people.
Where we met him? In the Bong Group.
Yeah.
That's just another one of those guys who shows up very well. We're here today with BeOrganized.com. Tulsa, B is B-E-E, like a bumblebee. And B-E-E, BeOrganized.com/Tulsa on Facebook, BeOrganized Tulsa. On Instagram, also the same. And we are here with Jerry Silman. Jerry, we're talking about home organization, and it's vital, and I think so many people need this. What was your background before this? What switch did you have to make to go from, I know you had a corporate career, mm-hmm. very different than this.
Yes.
Would you be willing to share what you did before?
Absolutely. I was a software developer.
Right.
For 24 years. Yeah, 24 years.
Right.
So, and I really enjoyed it for a while.
Right.
And my kids are older, and I was part-time since my son's 18. So I've been part-time since he was 18, since he was born.
Okay.
So I've had time to spend with the kids.
Right.
Well, it's 18 and 15.
Right.
And they're fun, but at this point, they're kind of like, Mom, leave me alone.
Yeah. I have a 15-year-old.
Right.
I'm a little older, Dad, but I have a 15-year-old, and that's a real thing.
And they're great, but they don't. And so I wanted something for me.
Right.
And so this is why I've started my Be Organized business. And I wanted to do something that was different than what I was doing when I was a software developer.
Okay, so we looking at your website. There's mm-hmm. a quiz on there.
Yes.
Tell us about the quiz.
This is
like I'm trying to cheat off of Kenneth when we're taking the quiz.
There's no cheating on this quiz. No cheating. This is a quiz that the founders of Be Organized came up with, and it tells us it has seven profiles about that gives you information about your relationship with your things, your
right.
stuff. And it's really interesting. And so it's knowing how you look at your items helps you figure out how to develop systems to be more organized.
Right.
So one of the profiles, I'll just go over a profile. And I'll use a profile that is someone in my house, like maybe my husband.
Oh, okay. We're picking on people. You know we're going to ask you which profile you are, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, let's pick on
And I will your happily tell you.
Okay.
Well, not happily, but we'll do that next. So my husband, one of the profiles is an acquirer. And this is – you can probably guess. It's a – they like to collect things. An acquirer, for example, an acquirer might do the grocery shopping in the house,
Ew.
But they don't stick to the list. So they come.
There's a list?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Keep going. I'm sorry.
So they come back with all of these things, strange things that weren't on the list that people in the house may or may not want.
That's how we discovered Nutella.
That's true.
I figure that one of the great scientific finds of the 20th century and so was you not
have,
on the list.
Right. So you have this nicely organized pantry, but then you have these new things that don't have homes. Remember, they don't. Everything needs a home. But then you come back and I'm unloading the pantry, the groceries, and I'm like, where am I going to put this new thing that nobody's going to eat? Because my acquirer husband likes to just pick things up. So, but it's interesting because if you know your habits, you can work around them.
Right.
So after taking this quiz, I talked to him and I'm like, you know, this is what you do. And I mean, we had this conversation and he recognized that he was doing this. And so we have a boundary, a basket that he has. And when it's full of all of the stuff that he's randomly bought, because he thinks that he buys snacks for the kids because...
Yeah, they're for the kids.
They're for the
do
kids.
Do it for the children.
Of course. And I mean, he thinks when it's full, he sees before he goes to the grocery store that it's full and he should go off the list.
Right.
Stick to the list. Or...
Do I look uncomfortable? I'm so sorry. I apologize. I interrupt. Keep going.
Or check the expiration dates. Yeah, it's been there 6 months. Nobody's eaten it. Throw it away. He's also a baseball. He has baseball cards. Acquirer. So that's one of the profiles.
Right.
So we'll just discuss that one.
And I think that's probably like the greatest husband profile also.
I love you,
that's
honey.
What I heard.
Yeah, if you're going to be a quality husband, be an acquirer on the be organized profile test. All right. So we need to hear what your profile is. In fairness, we're fair and balanced.
Absolutely. So I did not love my profile, I'll be honest.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Yeah. So there's another profile, and it is called Crammer Jammer Stacker.
Okay.
All right.
So I like clear cabinets, no clutter. The clutter bothers me. But I live with an 18-year-old. I live with teenagers and a husband. And so I walk around the house and I find this thing and I'm like, I don't know what this thing is. I don't know who it belongs to. I don't know what to do with it. So I'm like, it's got to go. It's got to go. So it either ends up in the trash or in the donate box or I cram it into a cabinet.
Right.
And then I can't remember because I'm just cleaning up or whatever. I can't remember where I put it. And then my daughter comes to me and she's like, where's this important thing that I need for school? I'm like, I don't know.
Crammer jammer.
Yeah, exactly. So this quiz is kind of, I'm like, oh, I guess I do that.
Right.
So once again, boundaries. Get a basket for each person in the family. Put these things in a basket. It's their responsibility to clean the basket out. They're happier because their stuff doesn't get thrown away by me.
Right.
I'm happier because I've got a spot.
The basket has autonomy then, right?
Exactly.
Okay. We have to have food autonomy.
Yes.
I'm with that. So what of the spaces that you organize, do you have like a favorite space that you like to organize?
You know, I like order and cleanliness. I don't really have a favorite space.
Right.
But I like any space that is organized.
Right.
So and when you walk into a pantry and it is clean and organized, you can see exactly what you have. And you can almost look at it and make your grocery list off of it.
Right.
If you have a kid's playroom that everything has a spot, you can have your kids clean up for you. You don't have to clean it up yourself. But if you don't have spots for everything, your kids don't know how to clean it up because they don't know where to put everything. So
okay, that makes sense.
But yeah, I just like organized spaces.
You know, if I were to have something organized, I think for me the favorite's my office. And if you're going to go tackle a big project or, you know, go grow your business, I think having a well-organized office, a clean car, and making your bed every day somehow just magically changes how you feel about yourself.
Absolutely. And you've got to be able to find documents.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you've got to be able to find it. And, you know, they lied to us. I don't know who they is. Well, we're in the digital age. We're going away from paper. Paperless society.
Right.
I have more paper today than I've ever had before in the financial industry. The application for a client used to be 3 pages. It's 94 today. 94 pages.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they don't all get printed out, but I have to save them. And the document, the statements come up in paper like they every, oh, man, they lied to us.
You know, yeah. I think I noticed that on the bottom of federal forms, it says something about a Paperwork Reduction Act. But I think all they did was just split them up into multiple forms instead of fewer pages.
You notice that the Paperwork Reduction Act is written on paper.
Well, there's that.
I mean, we should have seen that coming.
Should have seen it coming.
Okay. Well, that's a hard one. You ever see anything crazy? Like,
you know, sometimes I think some of our biggest competition is the fear of people. People fear the judgment.
They fear being found out.
Yes, yes. So our three beliefs that we have is confidentiality, compassion, and being judgment-free.
Right.
So if you call me, you can guarantee that I'm going to come in and I'm going to be compassionate and I'm going to just come in and be very compassionate with you.
Right. So, you know, I've helped some of my clients clean out when they were moving and in that transition. Mm-hmm. And I went to a lady's house. I'd never been in it. She'd always come to the office. And she said, you know, I'm a little weirded out you being here, but let's just do this.
Right.
And I walk in and there are elephants, not real ones.
Right.
Porcelain, metal, everywhere. And I was like, no, I don't see all that. No, a lot of people have 800-900 elephants in their house.
You're right.
Every day.
And I'm like, okay, I mean, are you an elephant person? She's like, not really. About 20 years ago, I told one of my friends, and I'd seen an elephant statue, and I said, oh, that's neat looking. Well, she bought it for me. And then my little group of friends all started buying me elephants. My family saw these elephants, like, you like elephants? And I didn't want to criticize my friends, and so her full family, and she's like, yeah, every month somebody's buying me an elephant. They call me the elephant lady. I hate elephants. And it was 800 or 900 different elephants in statue form. And
oh, my goodness.
It was astonishingly cool and weird. And I'm like, yeah, I get why I've never been to your house. I'm confidential. Now I'm telling her name. I didn't say her name, nor would I.
Jane Doe.
Jane Doe. Her name is Ella Fant. Sorry. And she kept stuff in her trunk. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
Please forgive me. So people don't want to see you because of shame or worry about your opinion.
Right.
Okay.
Sometimes.
All right. Well, what a cool career. And I know you do all the other concierge stuff, and I think this is the time and the place for that. The baby boom generation is mature.
Right.
And I think we're coming to this common agreement. There's 80 million of us that we need help, and you can't take it with you, but at least you can put it in a basket and store it.
Exactly.
And we are with Jerry Silman with beorganized.com/Tulsa. B is B-E-E. beorganized.com/Tulsa. And Jerry Silman, you can find her on Facebook. You can find her on Instagram under Be Organized Tulsa or on the Tulsa Bong Facebook page. We're going to go back to Jerry for our closing comment, what we call the golden nugget for business people. Jerry, what say you?
I would say just get out there and meet people. Put yourself out there.
Right.
That's what I've had to do.
And that was a stress for you, but you did it anyway.
Yes.
One of the best books I read by Susan Jeffers, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Yeah.
And that was one of the good ones. So, Jerry, thank you so very much for investing time.
It's been an honor to be here.
This is so much fun. We love having our friends come in and putting this out on the internet. So I think that's a wrap, Kenneth.
All right.
Another fine show with fine people doing wonderful things in our world. So yeah. I guess we're ready to wrap her up here. You know, if you're trying to change your life, it takes effort. If you're trying to change your life, sometimes you need a model, and you need to model people who are doing the thing. Jerry helps people get organized. And, you know, I think most people aren't. And there's a time and a place where you need to go, you know what, I need some help. And I'm not gonna, I can't look Jerry in the eye right now because I might actually say that live. But, you know, if you need that kind of help, please reach out to Jerry Silman. And, you know, today, let's hang on for another day. Let's be nice to each other. And also for today, let's find somebody to forgive who doesn't deserve it and forgive them anyway. Forgiveness is not about them. It's about you letting go and letting life occur as it should. Sometimes when you hang on to things for too long, your life gets messy, both mentally and physically with all the stuff. Let go of the stuff. Get organized. And we're glad you're here. So thanks for listening to our show today. Remember, Cash Flows, this show is for you. Thanks for being here.
That's our show for today. Stay tuned for another riveting edition of Cash Flows.